from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A Timmins band is going to great depths to make it into the Guinness Book of World Records. Miners and Sons is a reconfigured version of the former band Dopamine. Norm Dwyer, owner of Dwynex Promotions, says the band will perform 9,000 feet underground at the Kidd Mine next Friday morning.
To break the record, it has to be at least 15 minutes long. We'll be playing to some of the employees of the mine and a couple of the sponsors that'll be coming.
A Guinness adjudicator will be on hand to certify everything. The current record is just over 6,200 feet at Valley's Creighton Mine in Sudbury almost 5 years ago. The downtown Timmins BIA ushers in the Christmas season with the traditional Santa Claus parade beginning at 6 o'clock on Saturday, November 23rd. BIA project and administrative coordinator Stacy Gagnon says more than 50 entries have been received. The theme is musical notes and holiday floats.
We find that a lot of people make the floats, but there's no music to go along with it. There's beautiful lights, but there's just nothing to listen to as the floats are going by. It just makes it more festive that way.
And of course, Santa will be on the final float. Gagnon says Mrs. Claus might be too busy, but Santa promises to be there. There are shifting concerns when it comes to the everyday struggles of Canadians. New data from the Salvation Army say that while inflation and food affordability concerns have eased slightly, anxiety over health care, housing insecurity, and crime is on the rise. Officials say that signals many people are facing deeper struggles that go beyond the cost of living. Over 1,500 Canadians were surveyed for the 2024 Canadian Poverty and Socioeconomic Analysis. Nearly 60% rank healthcare as the top concern. In Country 93.1 Sports, a lot of NOJHL action this weekend in this area with five games. Tonight in Timmins, the Rock hosts the first-place Sudbury Cubs at 7 o'clock. Note the location, the Archie Dillon Sportsplex. Last night, the Cubs lost 6-3 in Hearst. Down the highway in Iroquois Falls, the Storm hosts French River tonight at 7:30. Tomorrow, the Storm welcome the Cubs at 7:30, while the Rock are in Kirkland Lake to meet the Gold Miners at 7. Then Sunday afternoon at 1, the Rock are back at the Sportsplex to battle French River.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.